This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about infrastructure and how we talk about infrastructure and the way we think about it. But before we get into that, we'll go through the newer information when it comes to what occurred up in Baltimore and just provide a little bit of an update on what's occurring up there. Okay, so the most recent information indicates that it was an accident. The ship lost power shortly before striking the bridge. The ship issued a mayday. That mayday was received, and it led to traffic being blocked, a move that undoubtedly saved lives. There are a lot of theories floating around. The fact that the ship itself issued the mayday that led to traffic being blocked, it cast a little doubt on some of those theories. The emergency responders up there are saying that it is still search and rescue and not just recovery, which is good news. An unknown number of workers who were performing maintenance on the bridge are unaccounted for. There are at least six still missing. Two have been pulled from the water successfully. One is apparently fine. The other is at a trauma center. Sonar has identified a number of vehicles that fell into the water. Three are passenger, one is a cement truck, and another is unidentified. There seems to be an expectation that sonar will identify more. That wasn't said, but it seemed to be the subtext of what was being said. As far as pollution, there is some. They have already started mitigation efforts, and the pollution was deemed, quote, not significant. I do not know what that means. Coast Guard, it appears, has closed the waterway into the harbor. There will be supply chain issues because of this. Okay, so that's the most recent update that I have. That's the most recent information. Now, because of this, you have a lot of people, obviously, talking about infrastructure. But when they're talking about it, they are talking about this specific incident. They're talking about this. You know, these are things that we should do to bridges, you know, to mitigate this and make sure it doesn't happen again. And you know, which is the natural response. It makes sense. You don't want this to happen again. You want to address that immediate issue.
I mean, obviously, you want to strengthen existing infrastructure. But the U.S. is way behind when it comes to infrastructure. It's not a thing where we can just safeguard what we have. What we have is not enough. What we have is aging. What we have is outdated technologies. It needs to be more forward thinking and not just dealing with the immediate issue. This immediate issue of the collapse leads to supply chain issues. Why? Because there's also an infrastructure issue there. It might be wise to build out unused capacity at other ports. So if a supply chain interruption does occur in the future, it's more easily mitigated. An incredibly far-thinking country might consider building out an additional port, East Coast, West Coast. One that isn't really used. It's thinking like that beyond the immediate that is going to get somewhere, that is going to allow the United States to catch up. It's not just about mitigation, because making sure what we have functions, yeah, it's important, undoubtedly, but that's not a solution to the overall problem. The overworked infrastructure leads to other issues. So when the conversation arises, yes, and we need to do more. It's not just about fixing problems. It should be about stopping the problems from occurring in the future. Seeing what's coming down the road and altering the outcome. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.